Some guys have a problem. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they're captives. They're taken to the city of Babylon. And that was a fearsome city. Herodias, who probably wasn't telling the truth, said the walls are 85 feet wide and 335 feet tall. Was the greatest ancient city in the day. They're taken into that city as captives. And the Lord begins to bless them. Lord blesses them supernaturally. But then they have to make a decision of whose God they'll serve. We all have to make that decision someday of who we're really going to serve. The king built a great statue, and he said, that's the God you'll all serve, right there. 85 feet tall, I think. Not sure. But he said, you'll serve that God. Whenever the band starts playing, I want you to take the knee to that God. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have been raised by Christian people, or God-serving people, because one of them's real name in the Hebrew language is God is. The other one's real name is God provides. Other one's name is God blesses. Got together in a holy huddle and said, well, God is, He provides, and He'll bless us. Let's worship the true God. And the king brought them in to his presence and said, fellas, try to be nice about this. You heard the word. When the band plays, just take the knee. I don't care who you worship in private, but when you're in public, you got to worship this God. And these guys said, no, who we worship in private is who we worship in public. Yeah. And he said, well, into the fiery furnace you shall go. And they looked at him, and verse 16 says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, we believe, but we could have more belief. If not, when the English army was trapped at Dunkirk there at the beginning of World War II, 338,000 Englishmen were trapped between the fierce German army at its peak and the Atlantic Ocean. And word was going back and forth between the high command of the British Army at Dunkirk and Winston Churchill. And Churchill said, well, what are you going to do? And the reply that came back, I understand in history, from a general who knew the Lord was, but if not, we're trapped between the army, we're trapped between the Germans, we believe God will deliver us, but if not, we're still not going to surrender to the Germans. They said, he will deliver us from your hand, O king, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. He commanded certain men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But these three men fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound to the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king, true that." "Well, look," he answered, "I see four men loosed. Sometimes you're loose, but you're still in the fire. I'm free, but still some fire. Walking in the midst of the fire, and they were not hurt. And they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Amen. Stand with me. That's my sermon for the day.